Don't miss a minute of Ruined Dits for breakfast on the Catch Up podcast. For Adelaide Tools, with 5 locations, Paraka, Lonsdale, St Mary's, Gawler and Mile End. Or go online at adelaidetools.com.au.
Oh, Thursday night footy, Roo. I always love this. I reckon it's been a good innovation.
Yeah, I like Thursday night footy. Might be, is it the last one?
Not sure.
I don't think there's too much more of it, if at all. But anyway, let's enjoy it while it's here, Dits. Because Adelaide Oval's going to be packed tonight. The weather's perfect. The teams are perfect. There's a lot of Hawthorn supporters in Adelaide.
Yep.
They've got a couple of big name players back in their side as well. So Adelaide will want to be on its ball tonight to have a win.
Nick Ricciuto's birthday yesterday. What did he get? How
Another
old is
bike.
He?
I should own a bike shop.
Right.
I've bought about, with me crashing a couple and having to go back a couple of times, and all the kids have just been through the, because when you buy one new one, all the old ones look old.
Yeah.
And, yep, so they're all about $400 each these days for a decent bike. So I just waved and they winked and they said, whose birthday is it this time? I said, Nick's. So, okay. Mountain bike or BMX? I think he wants a BMX this time.
He's nearly ready for a car, Nick.
Yeah.
Well, he's nine.
He likes driving.
Yeah. All right.
But anyway, good fun yesterday.
Well done, Nico. Now tell us what's happening on the show today, Roo.
Well, we have got a big show again today. We have got Dave Gleeson coming in again for another suburban song. We're heading out to North Adelaide. All the doctors and people with the mansions up there.
Yeah,
Robe Terrace, they'll get a flogging. Mick Malloy's going to join us. Jackson Trengove will join us as well because they have a huge game against Collingwood at the MCG on Saturday afternoon. And Pauline Hanson's back in the news with a couple of big statements. We'll discuss her her big statement about whether teachers are spending too much time with autistic kids in class.
No, she's made us or created a storm again. It's Ruined Dits here on Triple M, thanks to Adelaide Tools.
Ruined Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
Roo, what's making news around the place?
Well, your mate's not coming to Adelaide.
Who's
it's
that?
Paul McCartney.
Oh, get out.
We're the only place he's not coming to.
Where else is he going?
Everywhere else.
Don't tell me Perth are getting a concert and we're not.
Perth are getting a concert and we're
not. I said, don't tell me that, Roo.
Well, I had to tell you.
I can't believe that. Gee, now, listen, good morning.
He's even going to Darwin.
Ball
no,
dust. If you had said Hobart, I would have walked out. Listen, and by the way, good morning to everyone in Darwin and Hobart.
Hey,
beautiful
we're going
places.
To Darwin soon.
Perth hasn't even got running water. What's he going there for?
That's sober,
eh? I was going to say they haven't got power, but they could accuse us of that.
Yeah.
Gee whiz, why do we get looked over for these things if somewhere like Perth gets it?
We've proven where we can have the big concerts. We've pulled massive crowds lately. We've got a great oval. I'm not saying it's great acoustically, but he would get a massive crowd at Adelaide. It'd have to be something to do with timing, maybe. I don't know.
Paul, if you're listening this morning over there in Liverpool, do you remember last time you came to Adelaide? Excuse me. I mean, the figures vary, but some say 400,000, some say 500,000, 600,000 people in King William Street. I mean, what a reaction.
Mm.
Come on, Paul.
No, I wouldn't go anyway, Ditch. You'll have to fly to Melbourne or Sydney.
Yeah.
Take all your mates and fly to the eastern states for a weekend and spend all our money over there.
I need to be there. I need to be there.
Yeah.
Is this one where our government now gets involved and throws everything at him and says, come on. Michael Gudinski's the tour promoter. Why don't we get him on the phone? Why don't we get him on?
Tom Koutsantonis is coming on tomorrow to tell us all about the budget. I saw he threw a tweet out last night saying, come on, Paul, we love you in Adelaide. So the Coots is keen.
All right, I'm after...
He's the money man.
Let's chase Michael Gudinski this morning and say, what is going on?
Yep.
All right, what else is making news, Roo?
Well, the budget, we're just speaking about that. That is coming out today, and we have got Tom Coots and Turner on tomorrow to tell us what is happening. We've already heard rumours about a new Women's and Children's Hospital, which is a $600 million spend, which is, I suppose it's good news. I haven't really dissected it yet. Yeah, but we've got to pay for it. Can we afford it?
I hope they've learnt from building the RA.
Yeah, I don't think the same builder would be doing the job. I wouldn't have thought. But we'll wait and see on that. That was a leak.
Payroll tax. That was
payroll tax has been reduced. So we'll wait and see what else is in store.
One thing I've thought over the last 24 hours, Roo, is that normally when we hear it's budget time, it's always, what more taxes?
What are we going to lose?
This one, it's all about, hey, we're spending big. And the fact that he's rung you and said, I want to come in on Friday morning tells me there's a lot of good news.
He rang 3 days ago.
I know.
I've never seen a man so organised.
As I said, Tom, when you get here, what time are you coming in tomorrow?
8.05.
8.05. Three flat whites. Mel, what? You have a skinny? You have a...
A sugar, please.
Sugar. She wants a sugar.
Egg and bacon McMuffin.
Yeah, that's the deal, Tom, when you come in.
He can get that in the budget, don't worry. He talks in millions, not
Tex Walker always brings us coffee. $10. Jackson Trengove brings us coffees.
Where's all this money coming from?
Us. Where do you reckon?
Why come it's so gloomy if he's
wasn't
got
it
so
about,
much money?
Wasn't it about selling the Motor Accident Commission? I mean, they got $2 billion for it or something.
Far out.
That was one good sale.
Wow.
So there you go.
That's
they got
a lot
some
of
money.
Biscuits. That's a lot of bacon and egg McMuffins.
Hey, I wonder if it was this Tommy Thai Cheese restaurant down in Goodger Street that the incident happened the
well,
other night.
Well, bit the waiter.
This is unbelievable. And punched. And punched very, very badly. So if you haven't read it, a couple have gone into a restaurant and said, we want half a fish. And they said, we only serve the full fish. They've had it and then said, well, we're only paying for half because that's what we asked for, having eaten it and left just bones on the plate. And, of course, the lady said, well, no. Tommy Thai Chi's wife said, no, you've got to pay for the whole fish. And they've ended up biting the waiter, bad bite marks, and punch one
hell.
Of them.
Well, Tommy will ring in later, I'm sure about that. So, and Pauline Hanson, as we said, in the news for talking about autistic kids in class taking up time. I wonder if she was taking out of context or not. We're going to dissect that a little bit later on as well.
All right, that's what's making news. I'm rocking the suburbs.
Triple M Suburban Songs.
White Jeeps keep on rolling, burn songs.
With Dave Gleason from the Screaming Jets. Suburban Taxis, rocking whatever suburb you need to get to. 131-008.
Good morning, Gleeso.
G'day, boys. How's it going?
People just can't wait till Thursdays for another Suburban song.
Especially me. It gives me something to do on a Thursday morning.
Whose suburb will it be today? They're all wondering out there.
Yeah.
Now, Gleeso, you're still in the eight ball team. Is that going well?
Yeah, it's going all right. We've just kicked off a new season. We still haven't got our trophy for last year.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Kidding.
What's happening?
I said to my wife, off? This will be the only time in the history of the Hills Eight Ball Association they go, oh, no one gets a trophy this year.
Oh,
and you know
on.
Why? It'll be because of me.
Come on.
Same as why Leighton Hewitt used to lose the tennis. I'd flick over and start watching. He'd be killing it. Next thing you know, he's going down the downward slide. So
you're the jinx.
I'm the jinx.
Jarman Gleeson jinx.
If they're listening, the president of the Hills Eight Ball Association. We had about a presentation dinner. Come on.
Oh, it's been a tough year.
Gee, we'll come along. We want to come to the prezos.
I think attendances, memberships are down and stuff like that. So.
Doesn't work that well with Brekkie Radio.
Right, and now, Gleeso, let's relive some of the highlights here. A couple of weeks ago, we went to Salisbury Downs.
I'm on the dole again, you're never gonna kick me out. I'm from Salisbury Downs. I'm Mr. Ran again, you're never gonna kick me out. I'm from Salisbury Downs. She's on the dump again, you're never gonna kick me out.
I think that's my favourite over the week. She's up and up again. I think that's my.
Give the lighter back.
The Winnie Reds. I love a reference to the Winnie Reds.
Now, Roo, where do we head to then?
Then we went to Sweet Home Pasadena.
Sweet Home Pasadena.
Just to sing along this song.
You got a sweet cemetery too.
Beautiful. Righto, Gleeso, set this one up for us. Where are we going to today?
Well, we decided to go somewhere a bit more salubrious, you see. North Adelaide.
Oh, no. Don't upset the North Adelaide residents. Hey.
This is what I said when I saw the lyrics. I said, I don't know if I can sing all this. Mike Wren and something crazy going on at North Adelaide Golf Course.
I don't know.
That might have been before
Hang
me time.
On. Yes.
Now, the Blue and White Cafe and the Red and White Cafe.
Yeah, don't make it. You haven't been there, Gleeso. Don't make it.
There's also parking meters everywhere.
Bastard.
And what about those concerts that annoy everybody?
Yes.
They're sick and tired of having 50,000 people turn up and have a good time.
Lights at Adelaide Oval. How dare they?
In fact, we may be speaking a little bit too loud at the moment for North Adelaide. Just tone it down a little bit.
So,
now, what tune are we singing to?
Well, this is to the great song, Life in a Northern Town. And the thing I love most about it is I get to say, hey, I'm mum away.
Oh, beautiful.
Hey,
all right.
I'm mum away.
All right.
The bakery's open all day.
Yeah.
Let's go to Blue and White Cafe.
Nice.
Then eat an AB in the shade all day. Let's go play golf in North Adelaide. Like my grand did back in the day. But this time let's actually play.
The suggestion that I would have sex on a golf course in Adelaide is totally, absolutely ridiculous.
Hey, I'm a mama.
in North Adelaide.
Hey, beautiful.
So many parking tickets to spare.
Yeah.
From the Oval to Wellington Square. Does Anne Moran even care?
No.
These loud concerts are giving me hell. Unless, of course, it's Adele. Oh, we love Adele. St. Peter's is ringing the bell. In North Adelaide.
Beautiful.
Oh,
how melodic and beautiful was that?
I reckon you've got a future in music.
Oh, cool. It is. It's perfect for North Adelaide, buddy. Yeah. It's nice. Yeah. It's mellow. It's got a beautiful hey, mum, 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 wah.
A few little stabs in there.
Yeah.
Well done, Gleeso.
No worries, boys.
So a little bit of Mike Rand there.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
From good times to home times, Suburban Taxis 131008. Gleeso from the Screaming Jets back next Thursday at 8:30. See you, Gleeso.
Thanks very much for having us, boys. That's my Mike Rand impersonation.
Triple M on Ruined Dits.
Picked up by Trengo. That's a pretty intelligent looking snap around the body. Power fans love it. Jackson Trengo with a double fist pump celebration.
It's Port Adelaide's Jackson Trengo.
For Comwire IT, complete IT support and cloud solutions business.
Ah, oh, Roo, this man can do anything. He plays back, he goes into the ruck, he goes forward and kicks goals. He's doing it all. Jackson Trengo, how are you?
Good, mate. Thanks for having me in. I don't know about kicking goals at the moment. I'm not kicking too straight.
Oh, but, yeah. Your snaps
doing
are
enough,
come on.
Jack, are you doing
the snaps have been good, but look forward to for this weekend and hopefully get a couple on the board.
Playing Collingwood at the MCG is something you look forward to, isn't it? It's just one of those special games where you know there's going to be a big crowd that's going to give it to you from the minute you run out onto the ground in the warm-up to the minute you walk off the ground at the end of the game.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome, Ruan. I think any Adelaide-based team really looks forward to getting to the MCG. It's one of those grounds that just brings that aura from how big it is. And obviously, we've got a great stadium here in Adelaide, but the MCG's another dimension bigger. And, yeah, the boys are looking forward to getting out there on that big space and hopefully running right.
Saturday afternoon at the G Dits. It's beautiful. There'll be 50,000. They've got a little bit of spring in their step at the moment, Collingwood. I think they're going a little bit better than what their ladder position suggests as well. So this is one of those games that you boys need to win. I know everyone's talking about a scalp, a top eight scalp. They're not a top eight side, but you know, knocking them off over there is a big step.
Yeah, it's probably been probably the last few weeks and probably the sum up of the year that, you know, teams are a game out of, you know, the fourth and probably 10th spot. So you're playing a 10th place team, but they're really only a game out of the top four or top eight. So they're always a danger game. Collingwood, I think, have been going really well over the last couple of weeks and probably all season. They've lost a couple of games that have been close ones, which could have gone either way and really put them into that top eight that we just spoke about. So danger game, I'm not sure if it's a danger game for us. It's an opportunity that we really look forward to. We've probably had a couple of down weeks. You know, Brisbane was a bit of a slog for us to get that victory, but you know, we ended up winning by 40 points and started to play some good footy in that third and fourth term. So we'll look forward to getting over to the MCG in front of a big crowd, obviously booing against us, which will be another spur on, but it should be a bit of fun and hopefully we can get the win.
I reckon you'd have a few supporters travel as well, though, for a Collingwood game, so you will get some noise there, I reckon. Ken Hinckley after the game last week. Now, you won by 40 points. And he sort of said, we're just not travelling on all cylinders at the moment. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, we probably thought that as a playing group. I mean, Ken got us in after the game and we obviously spoke about a few things and, you know, we probably more discussed it towards him rather than him saying it to us. And we acknowledge that we're probably not running as well as what we would like, but we're not far off at the same time.
Yeah. So there's improvement.
There's definitely improvement to come. And that's probably something with tinkering with the game plan that we have only this season. We brought it in, you know, six months ago with the start of the year, a new game style that we're still improving on as we go. So it's a work in progress, but we probably would like to be playing a little bit better footy. But, you know, know, we're still around the mark and competing really well.
Selection tonight, Polak out with a hammy for 2 to 4 weeks. You'd bring Pittard straight back in, wouldn't you?
You'd think Jasper's attitude throughout the week was unbelievable, obviously.
That's good.
Getting dropped and you're just not sure how players are going to respond. But the way he went back to Sanford level and just you know, played a really solid game and his attitude all week, so you'd presume that he'll come straight back in. He's a pretty much like-for-like for Polly. Jasper can play up on a wing and really bring that speed and break the lines like Polly can.
He can, but I love Polak. Everyone keeps saying it, and I agree that when he plays well, for some reason, Port plays well. I'm not saying he's the only reason, but you know what I mean? He's very important, isn't he?
He's been huge for us, and I think we lost him with that foot injury, and you could really see how much he means to us. He breaks lines, and he just takes the game on, and at times he doesn't really care whether the game's going our way or not going our way. Polly's the type of player that backs himself in no matter what, and that's something that you need when you're not going as well as what you would like in games, for players like Polly to just keep taking it on and eventually breaks open and turns your way, and then the rest can join in, which is good.
All right, in a moment I'm going to ask you about the forgotten man. All right, I've got one for you.
Forgotten man.
The forgotten man. I want to know what's going on. Jackson Trengo have joined us thanks to Comwire, complete IT support and cloud solutions business.
Triple M on Ruined Dits.
Picked up by Trengo. That's a pretty intelligent looking snap around the body. Power fans love it. Jackson Trengo with a double fist pump celebration.
It's Port Adelaide's Jackson Trengo.
For Comwire IT, complete IT support and cloud solutions business.
Jackson Trengo in the studio with us now, big fella. I want to ask you about the forgotten man. Now, when we played really, really well...
Not Johnny Butcher
...in 2014...
Again.
No, I've had to let Butch go. He's out at Centrals now.
Hang on, while we're on that...
Yeah.
Let him go. As soon as he got delisted, you haven't even rang him.
No, I've dropped
off. Hang on, Roo. They reckon after he wasn't playing ones, they reckon he didn't hear from Dits. No.
Great mentor.
Dits was his mentor, and as soon
when
as
he's needed the most, he's not there for him, Jack.
It's called tough love. That's what brings out the best in people.
Butch was flat with that.
Oh. Well, he can see straight through you. You're there for the wrong reasons, Dits.
Too right. You move on.
I'll tell you what, Roo. He was around him when he kicked that 20 goals in four or five games in that opening
season. Hey, Butch, come around for two. I've got 48 mates coming around to make out I'm your mentor.
He understands. I ran into him in Nord the other day, Jackson. It was a bit embarrassing because I haven't
rung
him
for months. What's he doing in the eastern suburbs?
He's
what are you blokes
for
coming
financial...
out east for all the time?
To get all your money. He's working for a financial mob.
Dits got spotted at Argo the other day with all the other beautiful people.
Yeah.
Dits is on a diet, Jackson. He got spotted eating carrot cake. Yeah, little fatty.
Anyway, do you mind if I talk footy to Jackson? You had your go yesterday with Tex. Can I have a go now or not? Oh, he's got
Come
the socks
on. What
on.
are you going to talk
now,
about, footy?
This is tactical. I want to know what's going on.
Write this down, Jackson. Here's a pen, mate.
In 2014, when we were good, the wingman, Jared Polak, Matt White, right? But where is Matt White? Where we missed that speed and the ball. We've now lost Jared Polak. I want Matty White in there soon.
I reckon he's not far away, Dits. He's come off a fair few injuries over the last couple of weeks, which is why you haven't seen him this year. He's playing half back, half forward, so he's playing two roles in the Sanford at the moment, and he's been in some really good form over the last couple of weeks, but it's purely been injuries. That's why he's had a few setbacks with those, but he's starting to come good
so he's
now.
Close.
He's not far away. Yeah, I reckon he'll feature in the next few weeks.
Do you want to mentor him if he comes back in?
If he's a one, you know, in the ones, or
one, you don't muck around with two. Would you waste your time? Hey, I heard a little rumour that Port Adelaide are been renovating a vintage fridge for a good cause.
Yeah, we have, Roo. You know, myself and Travis like to do a little bit of stuff with childhood cancer, and we spoke to a bloke that regenerates fridges. He gets an old fridge and basically gets them going again.
The old round ones.
And paints them. Yeah, it's the old school ones that would have been floating around.
Retro.
Dits's day. So he basically puts the power logo on, puts all the players' names on the outside. The boys come and sign it. And we've actually got a raffle at the moment that's running. It'll run up until finals and then it'll get drawn. So I think we're about 10,000 now, which is awesome.
10 grand for a fridge?
So as in the raffle's up at 10 grand. It's only $10 a ticket, so everyone can
join
in the raffle.
This is not an inside job raffle where the blue tack on the back.
It's up to 10 grand.
No, it's not an auction. It's a raffle. So it's
$10.
Everyone can join in. So $10 a ticket, and then it'll get drawn. We've got a couple of different prizes, but obviously it's a great cause, and all money raised in that will go straight to childhood cancer, which
beautiful.
Is a much-needed cause.
Yeah, well done. Now,
we've got a website for that.
If you jump on the Port Facebook page, they have a link there, which will link straight to the raffle where you can just buy buy it straight off the internet there.
Beautiful. Cool. Now, your little girl was in here the other day in a Triple M.
She did come in and...
little Sophie?
She had the tour of the facilities here, which was something special. Like,
well, that would have been a highlight for her, but... Did she run into Jars or anything?
Well, Jars sort of scared her off a little bit. She saw Big Jars and started tearing up. And I've actually never seen my daughter. My daughter has never cried. I tell you, boys, this is one girl. The only time she cries is when she wants a bit of food. And I tell you what, she must have thought Jars was a bit of food because she started tearing up when she saw the big fella. And
awesome stuff.
She had a go time, and the boys obviously seen her in here, which was good,
mate. Good luck this weekend. This is a huge game for Port Adelaide. I think most people think Port Adelaide can win the flag if they're in form in September, but knocking off Collingwood at the MCG this Saturday afternoon and take you a big step forward into further into the top four. So good luck, mate. Have a good one.
Good on you, Jacko.
Cheers, boys.
Jackson Trengo, thanks to Comwire IT, complete IT support and cloud solutions business.
Ruin Tits for breakfast on 104.7 Triple M.
Rue Pauline Hanson has a bad habit of upsetting thousands of people all over the joint. She does it quite regularly. You and I talk about her a lot on this program. And again, I want to point out, we're not here to support Pauline Hanson. We're just giving a totally unbiased view. I happen to think sometimes what she says actually makes sense. Sometimes.
Sometimes she doesn't quite put it across right.
She sells her story terribly.
Sometimes she gets taken out of context too, I think.
So let's have a listen to what she said yesterday because it's very self-explanatory.
I hear it so many times from parents and teachers whose time is taken up with children in the classroom, whether they have a disability or whether they are autistic, that it is taking up the teacher's time. These kids have a right to an education by all means. But if there is a number of them, these children should actually go into a special classroom, looked after and given that special attention.
I might upset people here. I can't disagree with what she just said.
I've got kids at public schools now and they've got 25, 28 kids in a classroom. I'm amazed how they can to look after that many kids anyway.
Mm.
So if you chuck in a kid that's got special needs of any kind, surely that just makes it, 20% harder again, doesn't it?
So
because they need more assistance.
They need care. They need special help, of course. And to people listening this morning that have a child with a disability or perhaps is autistic, please understand that we think your child does need special needs as well. So we're here to champion that cause too. And I think to leave a child in a public school classroom where there might be 25 or 30 kids, some classes are large, and they're not getting the necessary attention they need, that's bad for a start.
Yep.
But also the other kids are not getting the necessary time put into them. So it, both ways, everyone's at a disadvantage here. And Rue, we've all got stories, but I know a lad who taught at a top school here in Adelaide recently. We're talking grade 5.
Yep.
And there was a special needs child in that class who had his own tutor sit with him all day, and it still disrupted the entire class because of...
Why is that?
The child had those sorts of needs where outbursts and a lot of noises and things like that. Now, it was... And again, we sympathise and feel for that child. We are not saying go and hide that kid somewhere and get him out of the way. No, take them where there are special needs. That child can get the help, for the entire school day that he or she may need, rather than make it difficult for everyone else around them. Now, this is a tough subject. It really is.
Well, the flip side is, Dits, you chuck these kids in with special needs in with a class that's already at the maximum capacity for the teacher to be able to teach everyone properly, and then the kid probably gets made to feel real bad because everyone's stressed out and not doing the job properly, and there's kids misbehaving because they're not getting the attention properly. The teacher gets cooked mentally, and then the young fella that's got special needs or the young girl ends up getting sort of pushed out and has to move classes. I know people that have had to move their kids several times to different schools because they don't get it right. And that's not the teacher's fault. It's not the kid's fault. or it's just a factor of a number of different factors that lead to a very bad situation. It's not right.
There's one other case here too, and I feel terrible when I think about this. I remember in grade one primary school, this is how far back I'm going, but there was a young Greek girl in our class and we teased her and teased her. The poor girl, looking back, she was autistic and she had no idea. And of course, when she got things wrong, if she was ever asked a question, we would laugh at her and tease her. That's the part of this that happens too, because little kids...
Well, kids don't know what they're doing.
Kids don't have a filter, you know, and they're brutal. We don't. You don't want that happening either.
No.
And I think that has happened a lot over the decades. So, look, if we've got this wrong, tell us. But
I don't think we have.
Pauline Hanson, again yesterday, has upset many, many people with her comments. And from where
and
I
everyone's sit, trying to slam her for everything half wrong she says, I think. Mm. I don't think she's got this one wrong. But unless I'm wrong as well.
And point this out too, Roo, that when your child goes to a school with special needs, those teachers are specifically trained.
Yep.
So that's a bonus too for the autistic
absolutely.
Child.
Of course so, because it takes, you know, not everyone's capable to do it.
133353, what do you think about this one? It is a difficult subject, and a lot of us are flying blind here. We don't know how to handle these children. So please tell us. 133353, give us a call.
Triple M.
Pauline Hanson's caused a stir by saying that kids with special needs, autistic kids, handicapped children, shouldn't be in our classrooms, Roo. They should be in a special needs school or in their own area.
Yep.
And she's upset a lot of people with her comments. Let's go to Aldinga Beach. Hello, Quentin.
Yeah, g'day, fellas. How you going?
Good, thank Quentin. You. What do you think about this?
Oh, look, it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard come out of that stupid woman's bloody mouth.
What
are we going to do? Well, what are we going to do? Put them in a classroom, put the autistic kids over here, and then so they don't understand mainstream school? It's just ridiculous. What we need to do is increase the teacher-student ratio. We need SEOs in there. We need
what are SEOs, mate?
That's teachers for special needs kids. And there's a lot of them around. What do we do? Segregate any kids that make any bit disruptive in a class?
So are you saying you have a normal teacher and an SEO teacher in the same classroom?
Yeah. Yes, you do, yeah.
Okay.
And that teacher comes under, that special teacher comes under federal funding. You get that for kids, and you might have one for three kids, or you might have another two in there. And they help the kids understand what they're getting taught. The main teacher up the front, teachers as well. But to segregate anybody is just wrong, so wrong.
I don't think it's segregation. I think segregation is a different thing.
No, that's what she's doing. That's what she's doing. Put them in a special class.
Trying to help. It's actually, it's her way of trying to help.
It will not help. It does not help. We just put them over there.
Now, are you speaking from experience or are you guessing?
I have an autistic son and he goes to a special needs kindy, but which is all about him going through the mainstream school next year.
All right. Let's cut to the chase here. Let's get to the nitty-gritty. So your son will sit in a classroom and they're talking about Pythagoras' theorem and all the things that are quite highfalutin.
In grade one, I don't think so.
Oh, well, I'm using examples here. Whatever they're talking about at whatever level. And now
I'm talking about starting off school, mainstream school, and when they go to mainstream school, is integrate them into there and they understand what mainstream school is all about and we get special needs and early intervention of this child to be able to cope with the world, not just school, but the world.
Fair enough. Are you concerned about the nasty side of this, about bullying or being picked on or anything like that?
There's a little bit of that, but what happens to these kids is that children are very, very resilient and they are very caring as well.
Yep.
And they protect them. Our little boy gets protected by his older brother.
Yep.
And by his mates, they get protected.
That's
and
great.
And they look after. Hey, don't pick on him. Rah rah rah.
Yep.
And
yep.
What happens? That the bullies start to get bullied by his mates.
Yeah. Yep. Well, that's right. Good. If that's
Quentin, good on you, mate. Thanks so much for calling in and very passionate and a man who is speaking from experience. So yep. we like that. That's
good on you, Quentin.
Look,
thanks
another
for your
lady
call.
Who's called herself Lady Snowflake. So Miss Snowflake has said the key is not segregation, disability matters. So she's saying to all of us, wake up. So varying views.
Let's go to Clovelly Park. G'day, Therese.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, Therese. Thanks.
Now I've got a little 11-year-old son with Down syndrome. And
yes.
He goes to our local Catholic school here. Can I mention the name of the school?
Sure,
you can.
St. Bernadette School, Clovelly Park,
okay.
St. Mary.
Yep.
And now he's been there, he's just finishing year five now, and he's going to move into a special school thereafter for reasons. But I just want to say that it's been a wonderful, successful time for James, my son's name. And the teachers have gone beyond, you know, they've just done so much to integrate him. And the school itself celebrates difference. There's many different people from many cultures. So difference is the underlying theme through the school.
Yep.
And the school went to the extent of putting up fences and gates, and they've really gone out of their way to keep our son safe.
Awesome.
And
fantastic.
What's really nice is the students in the class really, really are fond of James, and they help him in so many ways. And so what he's brought to their lives is the ability to accept people with difference. And
brilliant.
I think that's rewarding. But having said that, I think that we need more funding. You know, all schools, public and private, all need funding to support these children in the classroom and help the teachers, because it's funding that will bring about success. If you've got the right programs for your students, if you can have more computers for your students, if you can have one-on-one SSO work, you know, all that makes for a successful day.
Yep.
And it's all about funding. It really is. It's an important topic.
Funding and a good attitude from the school to want to do the right thing as well. A good combination of all that sounds like a winning formula, Therese. Thanks for your call. Let's go to Andrew's farm. Chris, what do you think?
Good morning, guys. With this whole situation, my cousin has a mental disability. I'm not sure what it is, but when I was at high school with him, he was in his own separate classroom with a whole bunch of other kids. And it made it easier for them because they are all in their one group, and the teachers were able to help them individually in their group, and they weren't disrupting the other students who were, you know, doing what they needed to do. And then the teacher could focus on the other students who would, you know, some of them would sit there on their phone and just stuff around. So the teacher had more time to focus on all of them than trying to help, you know, some of these people with these learning difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
And like there was the whole teasing thing, which one kid found out the hard way that you don't tease someone with a mental disability, because my brother walked past at that exact moment and explained to him what would happen if it kept going. I know this is going to...
How's your cousin turn out? Is he going well?
Yeah, he's 30 years old. He's a great bloke. He doesn't say much sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
The medication he takes depends on... it will depend on what mood he's in.
Mm-hmm.
One minute he's, you know, you can't stop him laughing, and the next minute after he's had some medication, you can't get a smile out of him. So,
okay.
But he's a great kid and all that, and there was no issue with our school with him being in a separate part of the school, not separated, fenced off like a concentration camp.
No, we understand.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks
Thank
for calling.
You.
Rui, the word segregation bothers me as well. It's not about segregation.
No,
keep those kids away from mine or vice versa.
No.
It's about trying to channel them into the right area. And I've just thought of something, and anyone listening, I think I'm right in saying this. I reckon it's Cabra School, that has a special class for special needs. And what they do, Rui, is they actually get other kids to get involved. So you learn to go in and care and to help. And I think you can volunteer for it. Now, I might be wrong with that, but I remember someone telling me, now, what a brilliant way to integrate children
and learn about
exactly.
Yeah,
so
earth.
If schools can run those sorts of programs, it's the perfect world.
Let's go to Lockley's. G'day, Adam.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Good Adam.
Thanks.
I think it comes down to the degree of autism the kids have. If you're talking about autistic kids, you end up with a scenario where, like, my son, he's got autism and he couldn't talk, and he still doesn't talk very much at all. How does he cope in that environment in a normal classroom? He's obviously not going to. So he went through a specialist school. And they were spectacular.
Yeah.
And they taught him how to cope with life in different areas. What you're saying just about involving the other kids into special schools is a great idea. I know that my son has made a huge difference to his siblings, like his cousins, and he's got a big Italian family. They're all beautiful kids because of my son.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah.
And, you know, but
you might be right, Adam. Maybe every single child has to be a case, but when you say it's the degree of autism or it's the special need of each child, maybe we have to look at every individual case, and hopefully they do.
Can I say this, though?
Mm-hmm.
The thing that you have to do is deal with it very early in the piece. So many people are sort of in denial where they think, oh, there's something wrong with your kid, but they don't want to face up to it.
Mm.
Just face up to it. So as soon as the kid gets help, the better off the kid's going
to
be.
Yep. Exactly.
Well done.
Good work, Adam. Great
Thanks for your call.
Thank you. Let's go to Paralawi. How are you, Ian?
Good, thanks. Very yourself?
Very well, mate. What would you like to say?
I've been listening quite a lot. There's some good points. I've got a little 5.5-year-old, and when she went to kindy, she had no dramas, but when she started going to primary school, we found the teachers don't have the skills to handle an autistic child.
Yep. So you've got an autistic daughter, have you?
Yeah. Yep. She's pretty high up there, and like she'll have a meltdown, and she'll just run out the school and run down the road, or because the teachers don't have enough skills to teach. You only got to say one thing to my daughter, and she'll just have a meltdown.
Yeah,
and so she's distracting other kids as well. So they need a special class, but they need to stay in the same school.
Yes,
because
because
they go out with the playground and with the normal kids.
Yep.
But during the education, you need someone who knows how to handle an autistic child. There's so many different levels of, or well, I think there's three, and to get them diagnosed these days, it's like running into a brick wall. It's hard to get help. We've been struggling for a couple of years now because we've known our daughters had problems from birth, and we wanted to get help straight away.
See, I thought it would have been a lot better now than what it was 20 years ago. God.
It is a lot better, but
it's still real hard, is it?
It is, yeah. Because we've had dramas with her school. We've had to get the education department involved and SA Autism involved because the one teacher just made my little daughter have meltdowns, and she started hitting the teacher. And they were locking her in a room. And you don't do that to an
child. Ian, thank you. I'm sorry we have to move on, but thank you so much. And those callers suggest to us that there's no easy answer here, and that it needs discussion. And again, I wouldn't be criticising Pauline Hanson. What she's done is raised this issue and has pointed out to all of us that it needs work.
Yep. Absolutely. Thanks for everyone calling and sharing their experiences. They're going through extremely tough times. It's tough for parents who've got kids like that. I know that for a fact. And to ring in and tell us that is really appreciated.
Ruined Dits for Breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
Oh, Roo, you must have some odd customers come in at times and make different complaints and things in your pub and whatever. But
some are professionals.
What about
too.
The one in Goodger Street the other night?
Oh, yeah.
So they've come in to the Chinese restaurant and said, we want half a fish. And the lady quite rightly said, well, we only serve the whole fish. You can't have half a fish.
No, you can't have half a fish.
And they said, no, we want half a fish. This is a couple. Anyway, it deteriorates. They end up eating the whole fish and then said, well, I'm only paying $25, not $50, because I only wanted half.
Yeah.
And they threw $25 at him. And the lady said, well, you can't do that. Two of the staff members followed this couple out into the street. One, the lad, got his arm bitten twice. You'll see a photo in the paper
still
today. Still hungry. And then another waiter got punched quite badly.
Oh, that shouldn't happen.
So this couple are going to appear in court. Terrible
in
story.
Street.
Yes.
Don't we know someone from
Goodger
Street?
I don't know. We've got a caller on the line. Hello, good morning.
Oh, hello, Raw. Hello, Dick.
Oh, Tommy Tai Chi.
Yeah, not good down here. Goodger Street, Monday night. It was a lot of action. You know, people running everywhere. I hear a lot of commotion. I hear Ollie from Nice Fish Cafe. I say, I hear him. I say, what, Ollie, what the matter? What the matter? And he... and he say, they may pay for half fish. I say, well, we only give them full fish. I say, Ollie, don't worry because you have to just put that with, you know, the customer like that. But he is in the right, you know.
Why?
Because, you know, not the customer is in the right. Ollie in the right. You can't serve half a fish because if it's half a fish, I would have just served him the head.
Yeah, well, right. Where's the other half?
Right, and if you what you do with the other half, then you've got just ass on play.
Right.
An ass on play. That's not going to, you're not going to get much for that.
That doesn't sound appetizing.
That's not, you know, that's not advertising. Or he ass on play.
No.
No.
You know? No.
Or if they come into my place, I hope they got a prawn dish, and then I just serve them a whole plate of prawn head.
Right.
Yeah, they're okay. Good.
That's all you're doing.
Right. Yeah, now, Tommy. What's the restaurant called, Tommy? What we might come down tomorrow for some Thai, what do you call it, yum cha? What's it called?
Yeah, a lot of people have been ordering lots of lychee this week.
Lychee.
Called the New Jade Imperial Golden Moon Dragon Rickshaw Peking Mandarin. And we see your boy down here. Good job.
All right. See you tomorrow,
normally
Tommy.
Very quiet. Bye-bye.
Good
see
on you, Tommy.
Tommy Tai Chi. In a moment.
Tommy. See you, Roo. See you, Dick.
See you, mate.
Pressure. So much pressure.
Adelaide's favourite contest is Triple M's Pressure Test. And
we've opened the purse strings here.
Yes.
Triple M.
It's now even bigger.
God, the pressure! I can't take it!
Triple M's 5K pressure test with Roo and Dits for breakfast.
Now, Roo, we've had some feedback about this segment. Some people out there are a little bit confused.
How they get picked or how they don't get picked.
So it's about being a regular listener. That's what we're all about. You've got to be loyal. You've got to be loyal.
We don't like prize picks.
Bit of loyalty.
No, people ring up to try and just win cash at 8 o'clock every day.
But they're loyal listeners to us. But it's about if you listen often enough, you know the rules.
That's right. We don't like people just ringing up and saying we're going to work.
No, and that's the thing. You've got repetitive every day. What are you up to today? I'm off to work.
Yeah, well, Next day, what are you up to today?
I'm off to work.
Yeah. Give us a bit more detail.
We want a bit of a story, like Kat from Seacliff Park this week. Now, what she gave us, my tree frog died, and we're having a funeral today at the Seacliff Hotel. Mm. Gold. Now, that's perfect. That's
exactly right.
Tell us what you're doing.
Yeah, don't be boring, please.
Yeah, all right. Has that explained it?
Yeah, pretty much.
So we got three contestants here on the line.
And you can actually make stuff up if you want.
No. Hey, hang on. We're a credible program here.
You make stuff up.
I do not.
You do so.
I haven't for a good 45 minutes.
Okay. All right, let's go to Port Noarlunga. G'day, Brian.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Good, Brian. What are you up to today?
Today, boys, I'm taking the Artie off. I'm going to surprise the old deer and take her out for lunch for her birthday.
You nice boy.
That sounds like you've nearly made that up. It's so nice.
No, mate, nah.
How old's
you've
mum?
Sacrificed one of your days off for your mum.
59 today, mate. So good on you. Deep up.
All right, we're off to a good start. Well done, Ryan.
Hard to beat, Brian. Let's go to Edwardstown. G'day, Loren.
Hey, g'day. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Is your name short for anything, Loren?
Not at all.
So you know, do we say it correctly, Loren or Lauren?
Yeah, it's either or, mate. Either or. Doesn't okay. matter.
Did you just have a little accent and did?
No.
Loren.
What are you up to today, Loren?
I'm off. So I run a digital marketing agency in Adelaide called Reach Local, and I've got one of my guys that works for us actually got in contact with a business, and he knocked on the door and he's met her on Tinder. So we're going out to so we're out to go and see a business today, and I'm going to help out, and it's going to be pretty awkward.
You're going to be Gooseberry.
Oh, good work, Loren.
Loren Gooseberry today.
Let's go to Trot Park. G'day, Henry.
How's it going, lads? All right?
Good, Henry.
Thanks, Henry.
What are you up to today?
Just on the way to St. Francis of Assisi in Campbelltown to coach some kids the real game.
Oh Aussie good, rules.
Nah, rugby union, mate.
Oh, rugby union.
Rugby union?
I thought you were going to say soccer.
How is that the real game?
Maybe not in this state, but where I'm from in England, it's the real game.
Which part of England are you from, Henry?
Leicester.
Leicester
what
City.
What are you doing here then, Henry?
So I work for Rugby Union South Australia.
Good on you, mate.
In the oval there.
Righto. Right, it's a good field today.
Thanks for your story, but it's not quite good enough to get the chocolates.
It's a good field today.
No, it's not. It's straight to the top.
Is there a standout?
Look, when you look after your mum and you take a day off work.
Loren and Henry, bad luck.
Stiff.
Gee.
Probably a listed field, that one.
Sorry,
it's not
boys.
Group one, but we'll go to Port Noarlunga. G'day, Brian.
Hey, mate. How are you?
Well done. Is it a true story?
It is, mate.
Good. Oh, I like
What's mum's name?
Mum.
Mum's name's Mary.
Good on you, Mary. Good on you, Mary. Happy birthday, Mary.
I'll let her know.
Where do you think you'll take her today?
I'm going to go down Port Noarlunga. Good cafe named Agatha's. You boys should check it out.
Right. The pub down there is good too. The Francis pub down there, the Port Noarlunga.
Yes.
Very good.
Well, it's right across the road from there, Dit.
All right. No worries. Now, we want you to win $5,000. All right? Good. And you can buy mum a real, real good bottle of champagne with this. Now, do you want to say it, Roo?
Yes, I do, actually.
Oh, no.
All right, you need 10 correct answers in 30 seconds. Brian, give us 10 names that can be used for males and females. Go!
Ashley.
Good.
Ashley. Oh, bloody.
Chris.
Lauren.
Terry.
Terry, yep.
Kim.
Go.
Who?
Joe. Yep, good.
Taylor.
Yes.
Abby.
No.
Tony.
Oh.
Tony, we'll give you Tony.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Correct.
Well done, Brian.
Actually,
that was
I counted
a tricky
seven.
One.
I can only go seven.
What?
I counted seven. No. All right, $70. That'll help you with lunch today, Brian.
Thanks, boys.
Good on you, mate.
Thank you. Mel the button pusher there.
Who else?
Mel.
Yeah, Mel. I like that one. I didn't know a boy could be called Lauren. So there's Lauren. Charlie. George.
Peter.
George.
Peter.
Yep.
Kerry,
obviously.
Kerry.
Lindsay.
Yeah, there's Lindsay. Plenty of them. There's loads of them.
Come on. Gee whiz, Bron.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I feel for...
It's easy when you got four brains trying to get 10 than one.
I feel for Lauren and Henry.
Oh, why do you keep going on about how you feel for people so much? And then when someone rings up, you're pretty easy to pot them pretty quick. It doesn't take much.
All right.
Ruin Dits for breakfast on 104.7 Triple M. Triple M.
That might be the dumbest thing you've ever said.
Dumb comments on Ruin Dits.
Look, it's really a segment that's born out of working with Alice. Yeah, it's just grown legs over the years. Everyone gets involved.
And every now and then sort of we catch the disease and we say something dumb as well.
It's contagious.
Or one of our guests even, like Tex.
Yeah. Righto, let's go. This was yesterday with Tex. Tex, it's your shout. The players are getting more money as of yesterday. What do you read into it? Are you happy with what they've been able to bargain?
Yeah, the board and the delegates have done a great job. And
they might be delegates. Yeah. The delegates are what you put in the washing machine.
Good old Texan. He's never too far away from a dumb comment.
Alice gave us one the other day off air, which I enjoyed, Roo. The planning for this program, the preparation, I mean, reaches new highs every day. And we were talking about giving away $5,000, and we were discussing what should the topic be for the pressure test.
Yeah, and I said, what about 10 wine grape varieties?
Yeah, and of course, Wag said, no, there's only two.
Red and white.
There's red or white.
And she looked, and we just went, are you serious? Yeah. And she went, what do you mean?
Yeah.
I thought Sauv Blanc was just the way that you made it.
Yeah.
Or Shiraz was what the we way do that you... It's like Fanta or Coke.
See, when you got her running our show, it's amazing we get to wear every day, isn't it? And she gave us some more gold as well.
There's like a millions of people in the world. Probably billions. I'm not sure. But there's so many. He has so many to choose from. He doesn't need to go with that girl.
Right. There's probably nearly a billion.
Now, she also backed it up. We were talking about this morning, and she said, and we worked out that there's roughly 8 billion people in the world. And then she said, does that include Africa? Probably does. I think if we're talking about the world, it probably does.
Probably, unless they're on Mars.
Probably all of those Africa countries. On Mars? All of those countries in Africa, I think we include.
Good stuff. Hey, even our politicians running this country are prone to a dumb comment or two. And Bob Catter, the man with the cowboy hat on, he got a couple wrong as well.
The VIP countries, Vietnam, Indonesia, and the Philippines, which obviously is the future.
Has anyone called them the Philippines?
Maybe.
Maybe they're the Philippines. Who knows?
Philippines.
And he said Thailand as well.
Yes, have we got that? We haven't got the Thailand, but got Thailand and Thailand.
He hasn't been out of North Queensland, Bob. His geography's not going that well. Anyway, that's our dumb comments for this week. We're going to take a couple of calls?
Yeah, why not?
All right. 133353, if you've got a dumb one for us, give us a shout. Have we still got tickets for the footy?
Of course we have. Right, unless you've stolen them.
Go to the footy tonight. Crows and Hawthorn, 133353. Give us your dumb comment.
Ruin Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
Dumb comments.
We sure are. Let's go to Prospect. G'day, Greg.
G'day, boys. How are we?
What's your dumb comment, mate?
Well, about 7 years ago, my daughter was a first-year hair apprentice in an establishment at a baller place.
Yep.
And it was late at night, and there as well lit up. She goes, what are these lights for? And I said, well, they're called floodlights. She goes, no, as if this area's going to flood.
Right. Good on you, Greg. Yeah, that's bad. You can go to the footy tonight, mate.
She's got a big future.
Yep.
Yeah, no
head
worries.
Head to Adelaide Oval tonight for the Crows and the Hawks tonight.
Ruin Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
So Paul McCartney's not coming to Adelaide. Bastard.
Prick.
God. I can't believe this.
Why wouldn't he?
No, actually, Sir Paul, I take it back. That's blasphemy, because I love the Beatles. I just absolutely love and adore them. And I'm saying, Paul, please, please come to Adelaide. We need you.
He's got nothing to do. What's he doing these days?
Well, put it this way. He's going to Perth, Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne. How predictable. How could you go to Perth and not go to Adelaide?
You're flying over the top of it.
Of course you are. Drop off for a day. Seriously. I imagine he's in Australia for about 10 days. Yeah. What does it matter if you're here for 11 days, Paul? Come on. What is he, 70 years old? He's got nothing else to
pension.
Do. He's retired,
gee,
for God's sake.
What are you going to do? Do another crossword?
When he go... That's right. When he goes home, what on earth? What on earth keeps him busy at 70? Seriously, what?
There's only so many books you can read. Sir
Come
Paul.
On, come on,
come here and make another few million.
Now, we've put a call through to Michael Gudinski. Alice the Wag.
Oh
has.
Yeah, yep. He'd be really nervous.
No, so he's the tour promoter.
And where is Michael?
He's in London. What?
He's having fun over there. Not worried about it.
Michael might not even know where he is, to be honest, but he's in London.
Oh.
No, I didn't. You know what I mean.
Nah,
no,
that's right.
But we're going to try and get him on tomorrow, because come on, seriously, Adelaide, this would fill Adelaide Oval five times over. We are talking the legendary Paul McCartney here in the Beatles.
Oh, tits.
Wings. I mean, come on. We
How
need
many people
him here.
Went to the town centre when the Beatles come here?
Well, some say 400,000. And that was when we only had a population of 800,000.
And who was the man
One
responsible
in two,
for it?
Big Bob.
Big Bob.
Big Bob Francis.
He's gone.
But you know, so we can be Big Bob then. There you go. You're giving me an idea.
You could fill in.
Big Chris.
Oh, no.
Big
you
Dits.
You drink as much red wine as you.
Big Dits. Oh, God.
Just need your gopher.
But how's that for popularity? 800,000 population. One in two people went to King William Street.
They're not exaggerating at all, were they?
Of course not.
No.
Told you a million
KG
times.
KG said that.
Yeah.
Didn't he?
Roo, we need Sir Paul McCartney.
We'll do something about it.
It's only an extra day on your tour. Come on.
Come on. Drop in, say good day.
Yeah.
Roo and Dits for breakfast. The hard-hitting topics. The big issues.
Well, not really.
Let's ask the angels.
50% off Zinzi Silver Rings. Karen's of Hyde Park. 183 King William Road.
Oh, we love Karen's. Good morning, angels.
Good morning, Roo and Dits.
By popular demand, Batesy's back, Roo.
Is she? But she looks a bit wounded.
A bit jaded. Bit jaded.
A little bit jaded. Bit tired.
The boys come back from Iraq.
Yeah. How long was he away for?
Have you let him up for air yet or not?
Oh, yeah, just about.
Gee, how many days has he been home?
4 days? Sunday night?
Test match.
He's exhausted.
Yeah, I'm exhausted.
Right. I've got Mel the Button Pusher, Alice the Wagon, Batesy. Righto. First topic. Now, Roo, the other night at the AFL Hall of Fame function.
Yes.
Which was brilliant. Where I was sitting, and this will surprise you, but the table next to us, tables of 10, there were three young ladies, talked non-stop and loudly.
Through the speeches.
And I'm talking, so people like John Howard are up there making a speech, and the room is so respectful, except for three girls, right? So I've turned around and I've said, shut up! I've just screamed at them.
Nice and quietly.
No, like that.
That's not like you did.
Anyway,
like
and then I went, oh, gee, I went a bit hard there. But anyway, they did quieten down. And then you could hear a pin drop in the room. And I thought, well, they were the only three people.
Well, the speeches were fantastic.
Correct.
Or not.
So I've had to give it the shut up, right? Anyway, everyone jumped a little bit. And then I thought, oh, I shouldn't have done that. But then everyone on my table afterwards said, yes.
Yeah, well, good, done, well, done. Well done.
What is it with you bloody girls disrespectful at functions like this? You have to talk. And you cannot sit and concentrate for 5 minutes, Alice the Wag.
That really does annoy me because I was watching those speeches and they were really good and it's like their moment to shine.
You'd talk at the McGarry.
But that's what my other opinion. I have been that girl because not so much speeches. I would listen to that, but it's the counts and stuff. And you literally are sitting there for 3 hours and you're sitting there drinking. So it's like I can't diverse my energy by dancing or anything. So I just have to get it out my mouth.
Right.
And you're sitting next to all these girls and you've gone to all this effort of dressing up and then you just have to sit there and stare at something and listen. Like you do get bored.
Well, you
I
have
do
to
understand.
Listen to the count at a McGarry medal, do you?
Yes, and it goes forever.
Oh. Didn't think about it before you went.
You can't just not go.
Oh, really?
Mm. Then you miss out on getting in the advertiser.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Righto, Batesy.
Yeah, I pet hate when people talk. It's so rude. But I absolutely think football is the most boring sport on earth.
Don't go to the dinner. Don't go to the function. This is the other thing. I was really going to say to them, don't come.
Sometimes you have to. Sometimes for work, i.e. what I have to do, and like different events you sort of have to go if you're partnered with someone. And it is just so boring. Everyone is so into it. And you're just like, oh, my God, I want to watch Netflix.
No, you shouldn't be there. Seriously. Mel the Button Pusher.
I don't think this is a girl thing. I've heard plenty of blokes doing this.
Oh, boy. True.
Come on.
Not necessarily. I mean, I don't go to any footy stuff. Maybe they shut up through that, but they talk through plenty of other things.
Yeah. Come on, Mel.
Orange is the New Black. Always.
It's if a guy, if you went to a fashion show, you'd be talking.
I guarantee you would. Fashion show. That's
well, that's
the
because
point.
Boys don't do things for girls.
That's yep. right.
We're the ones that always give, and boys just take. Thank you.
But yeah, I do agree. If you're not interested in something, don't go. Because I would have been new dits. I would have been telling whoever it was to shut up. If you don't want to be there, don't be there.
That's right.
Although they probably were loving the free booze and free food. And
they thought, oh, hello, free night out. Well, you know, the company's paying.
But they shut up when you asked them, didn't they?
Yeah.
Actually, you didn't ask when they so screamed. Much as demanded when
they screamed.
And yell at them.
They didn't shut up. They started crying.
Yeah. It worked. Either way,
they were only 12. It's probably a bit harsh.
It was one of the speaker's daughters.
Meanie.
Look at that up there.
Righto, Alice the Wag, this is your topic. What is it?
Kim Kardashian is going to have her third child via surrogate.
Right.
Third surrogate child?
No, like she's had two naturally, but they were a bit risky and she's got something wrong with her body. Mm. So they've said you can't have any more children, but she really, really, really wants another child. So she's hired a surrogate.
Hired one.
So that means that they get her egg and his sperm, but they put it in someone else.
Her
like
egg
the oven.
And his sperm. Yep. So it's going to end
it's
up.
It's their kid. Yeah.
Yes, but so it's just grown somewhere
egg.
Else.
Mm. Right.
Oh, yeah. That sounds pretty cool.
Right. Are you for this wag or not?
I think I would. I feel like not after two children. I think if you've got two and they're happy and healthy, you don't need to do that. But I think if you are desperate for children and you haven't had one at all, then it would be an option. But it would be a bit weird, like, because what happens if that person, like, has a drink and it's like, well, that's your child in you.
So are we saying here, would you allow someone to do it or would you be a surrogate mother? What's their question?
Both.
Anything? Yep. Okay.
Wag, I think you made a good point. They've got two children, but I always feel for those out there that can't for whatever the reasons are. And the do-gooders and the church groups that say it's unethical to, you know, do things like IVF or whatever, I think they should all be quiet. Because, no, I think, you know, if the gift of having children, those of us lucky enough, it's a great thing. And I don't care how you do it and which way you do it. If you can get to have a child, good on you.
Yeah, bloody earth.
But no, I wouldn't be a surrogate. No amount of money in the world.
You wouldn't?
No.
You shouldn't. You're too young to say that, I think. I don't think you've thought
9 months
about that
of
well
having
enough.
A baby, the stuff you have to go through to be pregnant and then getting it out.
What
no
about
thanks.
If your brother, his partner in the future, can't have kids and your brother really wants to have
good question.
A son or daughter?
Oh, okay.
Good question.
Okay, I'll do it.
As if you wouldn't do that for your brother.
Yeah, that's true.
Basie?
Well, I agree with what you're saying about how if people can't have children, I feel for that. But they've had two healthy children. What about adopting? Like there's so many children out there who don't have parents and are living in poor conditions, and they're the prime example of someone who has the money to be able to help someone. So that I sort of think, why aren't they looking into that a bit
it's
more?
It's not your child, though.
Well, it is. It's about the love.
No, it's genetics, though. Genetics are strong.
Surrogacy, adoption, or having one herself. I'm just sorry for any kid in that family.
Oh, Mel, good angle.
Sassy.
Good angle, Mel. Good angle. Whack.
She'd been stewing on that.
Whack.
God. No, it's a fair point.
Yeah.
Very good point,
you
mate.
You.
Yeah. I think
actually,
Glenda
Mel,
there.
You're the winner. Can you give Mel a Karen's voucher, Dix?
Yeah, Karen's, you're off. Go on. Hey, Batesy, now what's your boyfriend's name?
Peter.
Right, leave him alone. When you get home today, give him a rest.
It's actually really funny because, like, since he's been home, Batesy's been on the phone to him, like, all the time. Everyone in the office is, like, laughing at her. She's just always on the phone to him. Like, Peter, that's
that.
Too much money. Peter,
he's
can you go to the shops?
And it's like he's not financially as savvy as I am.
You being a bloody pain in the ass girlfriend already.
I'm saving him money.
He'll get sick of it.
He's loving it.
No, that's what you think. That's what you think. You're driving him back.
We weren't talking about that. We're talking about.
Don't miss a minute of Ruined Dits for breakfast on the Catch Up podcast. For Adelaide Tools, with five locations, Paraka, Lonsdale, St Mary's, Gawler and Mile End. Or go online at adelaidetools.com.au.